and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Mm-hmm. And today our show is brought to you by SomeBugman.com.
It's happened.
It is the new home of all things Some Bugman, and you can find us there. That's where we're going to be posting our episodes and links to our Twitter and Facebook and YouTube account and all that other good stuff. Improve your life today with SomeBugman.com.
Do it now.
That's right. And also, folks, just wanted to make you aware before we get started that we did do an interview. Someone cared so much about who we are that they said we could be on their show, too. It's the PowerPress Podcast, and it is done by Blueberry, our media hosting group, the folks we pay to hold on to our podcast episodes on the internet. And Miss Mackenzie Bennett interviewed us there, and we talked about a little bit of some podcasting tips, I guess, with YouTube. It's from an article there. And anyway, if you're interested in what we do and why we do it, then check out the PowerPress Podcast this week. You'll see that Some Guy and the Bugman were featured, and it was righteous.
Yes, we had a great time. Even if the whole premise sounds boring, it was actually a lot of fun doing it.
Now, this week,
yes,
I have a question. I have a question, and I think this is one of the more important questions we've had to date.
The floor is yours.
All right. I need to know, what else can be Goober Graped?
Like, is that a movie? The movie?
No.
Goober's Grape?
What's Gilbert's Grape. That's Gilbert's.
Who's eating Gilbert's Grape?
Yeah, that's Gilbert's Grape. I'm talking about Goobers.
Oh,
Goober Graped. What else can be Goober? Now listen, folks, for those of you who don't know what Goober Grape is, as I'm not sure what type of barbarian might not know, but...
I have no idea.
Well, I'm here to tell you the good news, sir. And that good news is that peanut butter and jelly have been supplied to you in the same jar. For those of you who've never had this dessert, this wonderful delicacy, it is literally peanut butter and jelly... just in a jar all together, to where you don't have to get two jars. You just one knife, one jar, one spread.
Wow.
Goober Grape is the sum of all good things. All right.
Has that been around a while?
It has been around my entire life.
Wow.
My entire life.
Where have I been?
Not at Walmart, apparently, or anywhere near the peanut butter and jelly. But listen, I'm telling you, we should honor Goober Grape's example with the serious life consequences. And I need to know, what else can be Goober Graped? What things should be in a package deal when they are delivered to us in life?
Yeah. Okay. So for my example, mm-hmm. just me figuring this whole Goober Grape thing out, because either I've had too much money or not enough money during my life, because mm-hmm. I have no idea what that was before you just told me.
Well, I'll tell you
right
what it was.
Now.
It was the lifeblood of my childhood. Anyone that knew me would tell you that.
Wow. So I would say with me, you'll find, I don't know, me and sweet tarts, and maybe I'm trying to just figure out the whole Goober Grape thing.
But you got to have your sweet tarts.
I have to have my sweet tarts.
Like, man,
if you're pulling me off the shelf, mm-hmm. sweet tarts come with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I feel like my, ever since probably I was in grade school,
is that
sweet
what that,
tarts.
Is that what the powder is that normally is just on your mouth and stuff?
Whenever we talk?
Okay.
All the time.
I come over every now and then, and I've asked your wife if you had maybe a problem, and she just never has explained it to me, but the powder makes sense now.
Yes, right. Okay. Right.
Well,
got it.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
It short kids... At high school, whenever I was in high school, short kids driving really tall trucks. This was just together like a package deal. You could not have one without the other. You were a short kid, you had a tall truck. If you drove a tall truck, you were probably a short kid. And I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know why people did the things they did in high school. You know, we all did weird things for weird reasons. But if they were short, they needed to drive a ginormous truck.
Right. So also, if you were an athlete, mm-hmm. you had the sandals with tall socks.
Yes.
Like, you wear tall socks during basketball for whatever reason, the advantage the tall socks have. And instead of bringing a different pair of shoe, you just have sandals that you wear with the toss.
And I'm not even sure if the coach commanded that kind of thing or if it was preordained, but you're definitely right. That's a package deal.
Yeah.
You have to have that.
Okay. Now, I think I'm getting it. I think I'm getting this.
Another one, if you write a comic book, you get a movie deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Automatically.
I'm saying any future creators, if you're planning to write a comic book, you're getting a movie deal. That's a law going to be handed down from the Sumbugman Network because I'm not saying I'm giving you a movie deal. I'm just saying every comic book gets a movie deal or TV deal or something. So you guys are just in for it. You're going to have a great time writing those comic books.
Congratulations.
Yeah, dude.
You know.
Yeah.
So my wife went to college, and I feel like at this point, and hopefully maybe it's changing for the better, but I feel like everyone that we know, if you went to college, you get this slap in the face in an envelope in your mailbox every month.
Yep. Mine gets delivered to me every month by Great Lakes. My wife is punched in the face every month by Navient.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, y'all. Your college education should come with that monthly slap in the face. It will prep you. And I'm talking about, like, I think we're saying when you're in college.
Yes.
Before you start making those loan payments.
Yeah, just go ahead and prepare for it.
Yeah. You have to be prepped for those loan payments and that lack of a job. All right?
Yeah.
And a punch in the face or the gut or something is the only way to handle that.
Yeah, exactly. Just get ready for it.
Yeah. Now, listen, I think every single trip to Dunkin' Donuts should come packaged with an apology letter signed from the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if you've ever been to a Dunkin' Donuts, but it is what happens when you combine corporatization and sadness and donuts.
Oh, man.
You put all three of those things together, the corporate lifestyle, sadness, and donuts, and you've got Dunkin' Donuts. All right.
Yeah. Like let's appeal to all the depressed, sad people out there who just need something to eat.
They want
to
punish themselves.
This is where they can go.
They need punishment. I honestly think that Dunkin' Donuts gets their donuts from Walmart. I think they go to Walmart and they buy their donuts and then they sell them at Dunkin' Donuts because I think they taste better when I just buy them from Walmart. They taste the same. They just don't they taste a little better when you get them from the original store that Dunkin' gets them from.
Totally. So I feel like every time that we've gotten a new dog, whether it be, you know, when I was younger or my wife and I have a dog now, just go ahead and purchase some new furniture right along with it.
Yep.
Don't immediately put it into your house. Just keep it stored somewhere.
Yeah.
Because within a few days, maybe a week at most, it's going to be covered in God knows what. It's going to be chewed up. It's going to be worthless.
Yep. Dogs are going to tear your stuff up, man. I'm telling you. Listen, every dog I think ought to come with some pea-flavored Febreze because you just may as well spray your house down before the dog gets there because your whole house is going to smell like dog pee. Anybody I've ever known that has owned a dog, I go in their house, smells like dog pee, smells like that dog specifically. And listen, I have a dog.
Yep.
I know my whole house smells like this Lhasa Apso I've got running around, this little dirt mop that just picks everything up and puts it down on top of my couch.
Right. You know, I don't know. I know they're great, I guess, but golly, the hassle.
The
hassle that comes with a dog.
Yeah, I like my dog, but, you know, you really ought to, everybody ought to stock up on just on bleach. Just spray your dog down every couple of weeks.
Yes.
Now listen, I think that new cars, every brand new car rolling off the lot, should you should have the guy you buy it from take just a bucket of fries, just old McDonald's French fries, centuries old French fries, and just toss a couple handfuls into your car that you're never gonna find because everybody knows when you sell that thing, you're gonna have French fries everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the place. And you're not going to know how they got there or when they got there. But what you will know is that they're going to look the same way they did when you first got the thing and you first got the fries in the first place. And they may even taste the same.
That's what I look for. Every car I've ever bought, that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm skipping the hood, skipping the trunk. I'm going straight for how many fries does this have? Mm-hmm. What degree am I looking at here of new car?
The question is, how many snacks did they leave behind?
Yes, exactly.
Do I have to make lunch today?
Exactly. Yep. And it's survival at its core. Mm-hmm. You know, if I get trapped in a snowstorm somewhere, I need these fries for survival, for That's my right. very survival.
That's right.
So, well, you know, you and I, we like movies.
Yeah.
We like pop culture. Absolutely. We're all into that. Yeah. Whether that be, you know, right now, if you're a geek or a nerd or whatever the politically correct term is, mm-hmm. like you said, comic book movies, Star Wars, anything, mm-hmm. sky's the limit right now.
Yep.
But it might as well come with a comment card that can be shot straight to the internet
yep.
as soon as you're out of the movie.
I'm right there with you. As soon as you purchase your ticket for Star Wars,
yeah,
there yep. should be a comment card slid to you that you have to turn in when you leave.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you, every single person I've ever met has an opinion about Star Wars, even if they're not particularly even a fan.
Yep.
They still mm-hmm. have a strong opinion about Star Wars.
Yep.
And these comic book movies are the same way with the, like what you're talking about, the Gnurka need nerds or whatever we're going to call them from
yeah,
now on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even the comic card is not paper and pencil. It might as well be a tablet of stone mm-hmm. and a chisel.
Yeah.
That you, because you cannot change your mind.
Right.
You cannot veer from the course at all. Once you make your initial opinion mm-hmm. or decision, that's over with.
Oh, yeah.
There's
and the,
no more.
The rest of the community is going to decide to either throw you into the fire or
yep.
set you up as the gold standard on a pedestal along with all the other renowned and holy ones. And you just, yes. you have to have the right opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have to come at those who don't see us mm-hmm. eye to eye with a battle axe.
Yeah.
That's really the only way to deal with them.
Now, listen, I think we got that one figured out.
Oh, totally. Got it down.
Now, listen, folks, if you need, what was our question?
What else can be goober graped?
Yes.
Which I'm guessing comes in a jar and it's both peanut butter and jelly?
100%.
Wow.
It is 100%, 50% peanut butter and 50% jelly, 100%.
Where will science stop?
Nowhere.
Where will science
Listen,
stop?
Listen, we're going to space. We're getting Mars jelly.
Yeah.
And bringing it back. Elon Musk is taking us into the future with
That's nuts.
Elon Musk or grape or something. We're going to have it. Listen,
yeah.
folks, we've got this figured out. What else can be Gruber graped? If you have been vexed by this very question and
yes.
trying to understand how you can take your addiction to Gruber grape one step further and be combining things in your life in the honor of Gruber grape, this is the show for you. This is the episode that you need to share with your friends and family so that they no longer have to look and wander in just total darkness of what
right.
they're supposed to do with their life after having even one taste of what
right.
is the wonderful jar of Gruber grape. folks, again, I just want to say thank you for listening and that we are going to be on the Power Press podcast this week. You would check us out there with Miss Mackenzie Bennett. You will not be disappointed in that show. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Figure Things Out. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter and the show at Some Bugman on Twitter.
Find Twitter Mr. for Bugman. Me. That's right. Twitter for me at Bugman_Bradley.
Yes.
And if you like this show, you might as well subscribe. Leave some sort of rating for us. That'd be great.
Yes. And I will say, Bugman_Bradley is one of the finest Twitter feeds that there is to follow on the internet. Folks,
you'll not be disappointed.
That's right. And I guess we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.